Greetings. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, the program director here at WBJC 91.5 FM. It's the fifth day of Hanukkah, and I wanted to celebrate each day with a program about a special aspect of Jewish music. Some of these pieces are by Jewish composers, others are by composers whose best friends were Jewish, and some are by composers who might not even have ever met a Jew in their entire lives, but somehow managed to get it right. That would be today's. Before we go on, it is my fiduciary responsibility to tell you that support for WBJC is made possible by you, our amazing members, and Eddie's of Roland Park, cooking up local chef-prepared holiday dinners. Eddie's local heat-and-serve holiday cooking and delivery is made possible by a staff of 250 valued employees, including butchers and bakers, cooks and caterers, delivery drivers, and more. Celebrating the local faces behind the holiday feast, details and holiday menus at eddiesofrolandpark.com. Support for this program is also made possible by the estate of Ruth Srego Newhouse, a lover and scholar of Jewish music. And so without further ado, here is day five. Quick question. What do Handel, Beethoven, Prince William Augustus, Duke of Cumberland, Chanukah, Richard Tucker, Jan Pierce, and the Battle of Culloden all have in common? The answer, mes petits amis, the oratorio Judas Maccabeus. I wish I could tell you that Handel wrote the oratorio in honor of Hanukkah, but unfortunately, WBJC's commitment to truth in music history precludes this. The work was written in 1746, and while it does tell the story of the Maccabees' successful revolt and defeat of the occupying Greeks in Judea, it was actually meant to celebrate a different military victory altogether. On April 16, 1746, Prince William Augustus, Duke of Cumberland, completely destroyed the army of Prince Charles Edward Stuart, aka Bonnie Prince Charlie. So delighted were the English in their victory over the Scots that Handel's Judas Maccabeus was performed as part of a service of thanksgiving for the victory at St. Paul's Cathedral following its premiere at Covent Garden on April 1, 1747. The work was hugely popular and was yet another example of Handel turning to the Old Testament or Hebrew Bible for exciting tales full of blood and thunder. Nothing delighted Handel's audience more than to be portrayed as the heroic Jewish people and the city of London, Zion itself. Handel left us no question as to his feelings regarding the Duke of Cumberland, writing on the title page of the score that the piece was, quote, "faint portraiture of a truly wise, valiant, and virtuous commander." While the oratorio doesn't mention the recent political events specifically, there would have not been a single Londoner who wouldn't have known what all of this was about. At the beginning of the work, the children of Israel are mourning the loss of their leader, Mattathias, or in Hebrew, Matityahu. However, all is not lost. Mattathias' son, Simon, nominates his brother Judah as their new leader in the fight against the evil Greek/Syrian invaders led by King Antiochus. Judah rallies the people with a spectacular aria, Sound an Alarm. Now we have to hear two different performances of this by two amazing tenors. Both happen to be Jewish, and they also happen to be brothers-in-law. Here's Jan Pierce.
Sound an alarm, sound an alarm, your silver trumpet sound.
and call the brave men all the brave and all the brave around. Call the brave, call the brave.
And here's his brother-in-law, Richard Tucker.
Sound an alarm, sound an alarm, your silver trumpet sound, and call the brave and all the brave and all the brave around.
If you're wondering, did they get along? The answer is, not in the least. They didn't speak for decades, and probably I would imagine Hanukkah celebrations at their homes might have been a little awkward if they were both there. Of course, everything works out well, the invaders are defeated, and we celebrate with a fantastic chorus, See the Conquering Hero Comes. Now, this tune has been used for just about everything. I recall singing it in Hebrew at United Talmud Torah in Montreal and Hanukkah celebrations. Frankly, we didn't sound this good, but that's neither here nor there. You can also hear it at Anglican church services as a hymn with the text, Thine is the Glory. And even Beethoven thought enough of it to make it the subject for a set of variations for cello and piano. And here's the great irony of See the Conquering Hero Comes. It wasn't actually written for Judas Maccabeus. It was written for Handel's subsequent oratorio, Joshua. Handel thought so much of it that he dropped it into Judas Maccabeus, and it has been there and in Joshua ever since. And so, mes petits amis, if you're looking for things to do during this holiday season, why not find a copy of Judas Maccabeus on YouTube and give it a listen? I promise it will not disappoint. Handel never does. Thanks so much for listening. Who doesn't like Handel? Or even Handel? Chag Sameach, happy holidays, sei gesund, be well, have a latke, a bissel schnapps, and we'll see each other soon. Support for this program was made possible by the estate of Ruth Srego Newhouse, a lover and scholar of Jewish music.